Hey friends, Peggy Hall back with you from thehealthyamerican.org. As promised, every week I'm going to bring to you your cards and letters. I want to share what you've been sharing with me. I have the best audience on YouTube and I've got the letters to prove it. As promised, I'm going to share with you another batch of your cards and letters. And in particular, I'm going to talk to you about the father of the cocktails, as I call them. And I'm going to read to you a couple of paragraphs that were summarized by Healthy Americans. So let's do this. I'm going to share that one with you in just a moment. I think it's interesting because I've been speaking about the theory of illness over the last few videos. And wow, everybody really liked that one that I did about the four humors, talking about the ancient approach to, or philosophy or explanation, I think is a better word to use, of why we got sick. And it was the entire body of an individual that was looked at. It was the emotions, it was where they lived, it was the season, summer, fall, winter, or spring. It was their own constitution, but mainly it was the foods that they ate. And that whole concept of disease was individualized. And I think it's so interesting that over the thousand, because that was popular for thousands of years. And it was only in the last 150 years or so that this concept that we would make someone else sick came onto the scene. However, as I mentioned, in Asia, in China, there's traditional Chinese medicine. And in India, they have the Ayurveda system of wellness and illness. And those are explanations that still persist to this day. So I think it's so interesting that this concept of, you being able to make someone sick only came on the scene recently. And as I've spoken about, that was popularized by Louis Pasteur. So I want to share that with you in just a moment, what one of my Healthy Americans wrote. But let's go on a little happier note for now. And look how pretty this is. I feel like it just matches what I'm wearing. This is so nice. I appreciate hearing from all of you. I've got a link for you in the description, or actually I have the address for you, where you can send me a card. It's Peggy Hall, 205 Avenida Del Mar, number 681, San Clemente, California, 92674. This is a Healthy American in Lincoln, California. Trish, she says, thank you, Peggy, for all your research and due diligence to keep us educated. And I really appreciate these little notes, lift my spirits. And it really is how I'm able to persevere in this work of defending our truth and freedom. This was a little birthday card. It says, I smell cake. Happy birthday, Peggy. Have a perfect birthday. And the little kitty cat, such a blessing to wish such a blessing, a happy birthday and cheers to a great year from Rose. She says, and congrats on the cute kitty baby. Thank you so much. Rose is in New Jersey. I have Healthy Americans all over the world. All right, this comes from Dory, and she's in Palm Desert, California. She said, hi, Peggy. I just got finished donating to your legal fund. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. And I just want to tell you, please, friends, if you don't have a penny to send, don't send a penny. I need your prayers. I need your encouragement. And I really appreciate it when you share the videos. That helps me immensely. She says, I was one of your original followers since the early days of the hogwash. I would drive from Palm Desert to your church, and then I would attend many of your early gatherings when this insanity began. I continue to follow and support, and I'm grateful for all you do. It is a battle that must be fought, and those that have stayed in the fight are my heroes, as clearly they want to wear us all down. Yes, they do. Anyway, I'm so grateful, Dory. Thank you for this. She finishes out by saying, I enjoy the cleverness of your YouTube videos and being so intelligent. You are comedic. Thank you, Dory. Thanks too for the laughs. I really appreciate that. I do try to keep it a little lighthearted from time to time. You know, we're dealing with a lot of heaviness. And so I like to keep things a little lighthearted. All right. This is from Marlene, and she's in Wisconsin. Peggy, your last update on your lawsuit really refreshed my mind on all that you are going through. You're a real tiger, or perhaps a David fighting Goliath. Keep up the good work in your uphill battle. Prayers to you, Marlene. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. The next thing I want to share with you comes from a healthy American, Eric Loy, and he writes, "Dear Peggy, hi, we are totally with you all the way. You are on it about Dell Big Trees and ICANN's vaccine bill." Right, he's calling it garbage. That was the one that I did, that I shared with you about them wanting to increase vaccine confidence. And if you haven't seen it, I will link to it at the end of this video. There were kind of some back and forths with Dell Bigtree. And, you know, many people follow him. They like his approach. They like what he has to say. But, you know, I like to look at all angles and listen to the messages clearly. And you probably don't see eye to eye with me on a lot of things, and that's okay. I like to continue the conversation so that we can figure out where people are coming from and where they're going. So we've got, Eric says, "The USA Inc. government is not even our government. It usurped our true American government around 1860. And he says, "The USA Inc. government is not even our government. Even if it were our true government, to dictatorially force the populace into any kind of medical action is not one of the 19 enumerated powers that we, the people, consented to for the government to have. Please find a donation enclosed. Love, Eric and Sandra Loy." Now, I want to read to you something else, and I'm so grateful, Eric and Sandra, for your ongoing encouragement and financial support. And let me share my screen, because this is Eric's website. He is a musician. You are going to love this rendition, a very vibrant rendition of Carol of the Bells. And that is EricLoy.com. So you can go there. I'll have a link for you in the description box below. I would love for everyone to check out his music. And then Eric sent me some documents, which are very helpful. And I love that he is taking action, summarizing so many of the harms that were inflicted upon us. And then he has these as handouts that he can share with people. So one thing that I wanted to share with you is about Louis Pasteur. And I have to use some code words here for the algorithm. So it's interesting, because I did talk about the nature of illness and wellness. And so this is what Eric is summarizing. He says, "The medical industry, big pharma, Louis Pasteur, the father of the cocktails, as I put it, admitted in his private journal that these cocktails were a, starts with the letter F. I don't even know if YouTube is going to strike me for that, that they didn't work. I'll just put it that way. He told his family to never disclose the contents of his journal, but his grandson did after Pasteur's death. The medical industry obfuscated the truth, and they've continued the ruse to inflict maladies upon the populace and then push their drugs, claiming that they would cure the patient's illnesses, which were intentionally inflicted by the cocktails. The leading cause of death in America is patients taking the drugs prescribed for them by their doctors." Let that sink in a little bit. You probably know that. You may have experienced that yourself or with a loved one. I certainly did in my family. "The Rockefeller Foundation in the early 1900s discredited the medical schools that used any natural cures and accredited and funded medical schools who only used the pharmaceuticals. The treatments for the big C usually cause the big C, and the big C returns later." If you don't know what I'm talking about, please put a comment below. I know that there are many in my Healthy American audience who have struggled with that, or who currently are, and my heart and prayers are with you on this rocky road. I'm just reading to you what Eric wrote, and let me know if you agree with that. If it comes from the pharmaceutical companies, I definitely have my doubts. He writes, "The contagion theory, virology, and germ theory are theories." That's what I've been saying on this channel. "And they have never been proven to exist. All of the purported hogwashings such as AIDS, the swine flu, the Spanish flu, and now cooties have been, how do I put it, hogwash in order to inflict fear and tyranny over the populace. These things have never been proven to exist. For the cooties, requests were put out to 90 countries for just one isolated purified sample from even just one patient diagnosed as having this condition. Not one sample could be supplied from 90 countries. Hospitals were paid an incentive of nearly $40,000 for each patient if they tagged them as having cooties. And if they used that drug with the R and they put them on that breathing tube, and if they met their demise. It's so, so tragic. So this is a summary. I think that many of you are aware of this, but I'm grateful that he summarizes for me. He also writes, public schools are not public. They are government-run brainwashing institutions to subdue the populace, funded by individuals and your tax dollars, by people like Bill Gates, who is a, how do we put this, not in favor of people procreating. And he supplies the curriculum or pays for those who supply the curriculum. They continually rewrite the past truth to lies in their history books. For example, the spherical global earth. People land in water upside down. It's foolishness. The earth in reality as God created it. And many of you are interested in this. Well, thank you so much, Eric, for sending this. I really appreciate it. He has a lot more handouts that he gave. My purpose here is to thank all of you for your words of encouragement and the cards and the letters, and really for being a part of this Healthy American community. And as I've said, we may not see eye to eye on everything. There might be some issues where you think I'm really out there, and there are others that you're starting to consider a little more thoughtfully, because it's always better to question, especially when we know that the bad guys have been lying to us for so long. That's why I call it reading between the lies. And it takes asking questions, using your God-given senses, using logic, matching it up with reality, and digging deeper. So grateful to have you on board, everyone. I hope that you have a wonderful weekend. And I'll be back with you with more videos, 4 p.m. Pacific, Monday through Friday. A big shout out to the moderators and everyone that is alongside me as we are marching this all the way to heaven.